It's been blooming like that since the fire, I say of the wild flowers, her smile like a beacon against the darkening sky. It caused some kind of chemical change that makes them yellow. I've never seen it like this before. She turns, clearly delighted. I haven't forgotten what she said about these being her favorite.
Did you bring me here to see them? She asks, her smile making my gut quiver.
Maybe, I say with a grin. A gust blows up the slope, shifting the thousands of lupine stalks into a rolling quilt of yellow.
It's so beautiful, she sighs, her hazel eyes sparkling.
I can't help it. I take her hand. A tiny jolt passes through her, and the look in her eyes shifts. But I don't get a chance to make sense of it because a cold drop of rain hits me square on the forehead. I peer at the sky and realize that our time is up. Sarah shrieks as several drops hit her face, and her face splits into a wide grin. In seconds, drops turn to thick streaks. I pull on Sarah's hand and we take off down the mountain. She shrieks again, and I look back to notice her wet face scrunched in an attempt to see, and her hair plastered against her cheeks. My head soaked now too. I can't help but laugh at how we must look as our feet pound down the trail that quickly turns soggy. Splashing through the mud, we sprint down the switchbacks until we arrive at my Jeep, completely soaked. I notice goosebumps on Sarah's skin as I dig my keys out of my backpack.